This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We are working our way verse by verse through this ever so important passage, Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. And this morning we are in verse 15, Ephesians 6, 15. Where Paul the Apostle says, "Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God." The soldier of Christ must have his feet covered with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That concept, that idea, that biblical precept suggests a readiness to go out offensively with the good news of peace, and therefore an invasion into an enemy territory. Your feet, you see, they're there to carry you, and in this case, they are to carry you into battle. You know, we need to get over this idea that we can be a faithful Christian and not do anything for God or kingdom. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlists them." So we need to stop this ruse that says we can somehow negotiate with God, you know, on what is His and what is ours, because in reality, it's all His. Our money, our time, our families, our careers, they are His money, His time, His family, and His career. That's Christianity as the Bible paints it. And if we don't have time for God, it's absolutely critical that we change our lives. Now, the gospel, by its very innate nature, is the gospel of peace. Because, in truth, without it, we would have no peace. No peace between us and our Creator, and certainly no peace in this life. God is the only real peace that this world will ever experience. Verse 16 of our text says, "In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan." The shield of faith, the point of verse 16, the Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's a concept that just jumps right up and gets in your face, doesn't it? Paul, he knew no doubt of the Roman soldiers' practice, wherein they were corporately would raise those shields to form a roof of protection from the hail of fire-tipped arrows that the enemies would rain down upon them. Certainly that aspect alone reminds us that we don't do this alone, that we can't do this alone. That's why it's so important that we have a fellowship of community. When the enemy shoots at us, we must stand behind our faith. Faith in God's care and our standing with Him. Faith involves the understanding that you are in the right. And we need to stand strong in that fact. We must have confidence in God and confidence in His words. Now, I know that's sometimes scary, and perhaps humanly it seems at times rather crazy. But you also have to know that it is at those moments, those very moments, that we truly see the miraculous of God. Verse 17 going on says, "And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Helmet of salvation. Now, I'm a motorcycle rider, so I certainly know how important a person's helmet is. Now, in Christ, it's the very guarantee of our salvation standing that protects our heads. If we are in a constant question whether we're saved or if we're still saved, we will no doubt begin to affect everything, and we're soon going to be running for our lives in battle. We are to have the boldness in battle and the confidence in conflict. That's kind of one of those smoking gun aspects of our Christian faith. Now, the helmet also, by the way, helps protect us when people come along to try to hand us some sort of false doctrine. He goes on there in that verse and speaks of the sword of the Spirit. Now, this one, I would hope, would certainly go without saying, because this is the one truly offensive weapon that we are offered. Word of God. It's not argument or some other method of worldly effort. It is the living words of our God. And it'd take a lifetime to try to understand the magnitude and the power behind those words. If we sacrifice this weapon for culture or science or theories or traditions or the commands of men, ultimately, defeat is assured. We must never offer a seeker-friendly picture of the gospel of our God. Tell the truth, Christian. Paint the picture as presented in God's word, for the power of the simple gospel, it is astonishing. And remember, if we ever set down the Bible, we are at that moment effectively unarmed.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.